if you're going through it, it's country.
Yeah, anybody who comes to Del Norte goes through it.
That's right.
And you better just keep on going north.
That's right.
Because we shut it down around here.
Oh, with a capital shut.
Yeah, yeah.
And a capital
down. I'm on my A-game today,
right,
Mike?
Boys?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on my A-game today, Mike.
All right.
It's big night. Big day. Big day.
Well, we had a lot of sports.
Whew.
We got a lot to cover here. Blue and Gold Show with this guy right here, the master of disaster. You know him. You love him. You can't live without him. John Mad Dog Horner, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. I got Kai Russell and Caden Harrison. Shout out to the family and friends. First off, Kai, you want to give a shout out?
I'm going to just give a shout out to my mom and dad.
Caden?
My mom, dad, and grandma.
Right on. Great to have you guys here, captains, let alone seniors tonight playing in a big game. We got a game against St. Bernard's tonight. Big league matchup tonight. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But up first, man, what a week it's been so far. And it's about to get even better this weekend. First things first, the boys soccer squad has made history this week. Another, after not winning league in over 28 years, the Warriors defeated the Loggers at Albee Stadium 3-0 on Monday, and then beat McKinleyville 2-0 on Wednesday to secure the first league title since 1995. Dinkin Hanks has set the single season goal record with 14 goals. Caden, I know you know Deacon pretty well from the track field and things like that, but you got to be stoked for the soccer team. There's been a lot of buzz around school around it.
Yeah, a lot of those kids I'm friends with, I know they're great athletes, so it's no surprise they're better than every other soccer team because they just are.
Who's faster, you or Deacon?
Okay, it's a sore subject. right now, I think me by a lot.
I'm sure he's listening too. Well, for
congratulations
sure.
to them and the head coach, David.
Yes, and absolutely. And Sousa's going to be on my show tonight at halftime. Soccer team will have, the boys soccer team will have their seedings on Sunday to find out where they fall in North Coast sections. But wait, there's more. The Del Norte volleyball team dispatched the HDN with a record, with a 8-0 record, and they did not lose a set all season in the HDN, which is unbelievable for the Warriors. They'd advance to the North Coast section quarterfinals tomorrow because they defeated Fort Bragg in three straight sets once again on Wednesday night. So congratulations to the volleyball team. We will be heading tomorrow down to Napa, the wine country, to take on Justin Siena, the number two seed, as the Warriors will battle in the quarterfinals to see if they can make the semis. We'll have live game action here from the radio station 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. I'm going to be making the trip tomorrow down there to call that game. And Kai, the volleyball team's been very successful this year. You know, you've been around sports in the HDN. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing, but to dominate like the volleyball team did this year, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, they've been dominating. We're expecting them to continue dominating tomorrow and get another win in playoffs and continue to move on.
Well, fellas, two big weeks for the soccer team, for volleyball, and guess what? It couldn't get any bigger for you guys this week, so it's your turn. Warrior pride runs deep, and man, this community is on fire this week when it comes to Del Norte sports, and what a great way to bring it all to a head tonight at Mike Whalen Field underneath Friday Night Lights. You guys get to run out on the field for the last time in regular season as a senior on the football team. Kai, what do you think that's going to feel like tonight walking out there or running out there on that field?
It's definitely going to be emotional, but I know me and Caden and all the other seniors, we're going to take it and we're going to be fired up and ready to beat St. Bernard's.
I had a chance to come by and see your guys' practice, Kai, and you're out there working hard. Everybody was. And then my daughter gave you guys cookies. Gotta love the cookies, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you always gotta love cookies.
You know it's an HDN big game when Mad Dog brings the cookies after practice. Caden, big game tonight. Mike Whalen Field running out on the field. What's that going to be like for you as a senior?
I thought you were asking about the cookies, but...
Well, we'll get there. Very, we'll get there, Caden.
It's going to be very emotional, obviously, just like Kai said. All the emotions are going to be flowing. There's going to be more fuel to the fire, so we just got to keep going, keep our heads up, and play smart.
You know, a lot of times we talked about rivalries in the past, but, you know, this is kind of, you know, everybody said, oh, Eureka's always the rivalry with Del Norte. But in the last 3 or 4 years, as this tide shifted in Eureka, as all, a lot of the players have gone to St. Bernard's, this is the new rivalry. Do you guys circle this on your calendar and know this is a big game, Caden?
Yeah, I do. Every year I've been on varsity, it's always been we're the people that are going to win. Now we're the underdogs for the first time. And we're going to prove that we're not the underdogs. They recruit. They aren't, like, built the same. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about it. We're underdogs in Humboldt County's eyes. It's hard to be an underdog when you haven't lost a league game in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
I think they got to come up and prove that they're better than us, and they have to come up to our place. So it's going to be a tough battle. We'll talk about that after the break. But what about the cookies? Were the cookies good or what?
Cookies were good. I grabbed, I guess, too many. Someone got mad at me. But
somebody got mad at you on the cookies?
Yeah, I grabbed like 2 or 3 or something. They said, why'd you grab so many?
I want to tell you that my daughter did stick up for you guys. And, you know, no knock on the cheerleaders at all, but my daughter did notice when they came out on the field to practice their thing towards the end there. She says, Dad, the cheerleaders are on the football field. And I said, well, they practice and they perform out there. She says, but the football players are out there. She was standing up for you, Caden.
Very nice.
All right, we're going to take a quick break in the action. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about the St. Bernard's matchup that you guys got coming up, Fortuna next week, and a lot of football to talk about.
At Pacific Power, we know that some households may need a little help paying their energy bill. That's when CARE, the California Alternate Rates for Energy Program, comes in to assist eligible residential customers. Enrolling is easy, and it could mean a 20% discount on your monthly Pacific Power bill. Find out if you qualify by calling toll-free at 1-888-221-7070 or visit pacificpower.net/care to apply or print our one-page form. It may be just the help you're looking for.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show, where I got Kai Russell and Caden Harrison with me in the studios today. Well, league play comes, Eureka off first. As we thought, it was going to be tougher second time around. 6-0 win against the Loggers last week to kick off the HDN. But a lot of penalties last week. Kicked yourself in the foot a couple times in the aspect of putting yourself behind. How important is it for you guys to play mistake-free football tonight, Caden?
It's very important. We can't have 15 penalties for 100 yards. It just drives back your offense, especially how we run our offense. We don't go for those deep shots. We just keep running the ball. So we just can't have that.
Did Coach LaFazio have some words of encouragement for you after the game about your penalty situation?
You can call it encouragement if you're in like the military, but for us,
that's awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. Kai, the front line trying to get back healthy. You guys are looking good now. Yatish is back. Some of the penalties have been offsides up front and stuff like that. Cleaning up that, you're one of the leaders up front and stuff like that. How is the team looking right now, and how much of a challenge is it for you guys taking on a St. Bernard's front line that is touted to be one of the best in the HDN?
That's all talk. Del Norte still got the best line. Me and Nate are trying to rally the younger guys on the line and get it going. We're going to get it done tonight.
Awesome. And Caden, it was a unique situation with you going out early in the year. A lot of running backs stepped up, and it was kind of a plug and play. They had some pretty successful seasons in the midway, right? So how important is it for you guys to utilize all your backs tonight? And you guys got a big set of arsenal.
Yeah, we have two fullbacks that are great, Will and Dom. Running backs, you got me, Isaac, Ben, Tobias. We could all run the ball hard and fast. So them trying to keep up with us the whole game is going to be tough for them. It's going to be a challenge. So.
And on the defensive side, Caden, when it comes, Bartley's back this week. Congratulations for him. We went 2-2 in North Carolina in the big wrestling tournament, but he's back this week. You guys are quick swarming to the ball. Simone has had a lot of rushing yards. He's a very good running back from the other side. Have you guys had a lot of time to watch film? And it's got to be a point of emphasis when it comes to the linebacker spot.
Yeah, when you play hoop on Will, it's not that impressive. But yeah, we're going to swarm. We're going to hit him. He's going to get tired. He's going to get hurt. He's not going to know what to do. He'll probably start having an emotional breakout in the field.
So, Kai, you know, front line, they're pretty tough. They look good. They beat Fortuna last week. Fortuna, a very good team. And you really saw St. Bernard's come out and run the ball quite a bit against Fortuna. They're usually in a spread set, came out and ran the ball a little bit. So defensively, from your defensive end spot, game plan-wise, I don't want you to talk about the game plan or anything, but definitely with them doing that last week, that kind of opens up. You got to think about a lot more stuff as they step come out to the line, as they become a little bit more versatile. I think they've learned that, you know, you have to have both sides of the ball, as in be able to throw the ball and run the ball. So it's going to be a challenge for you guys, a team that's multidimensional like St. Bernard's.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. I think they're going to try to impose their will a little on us running the ball, but I think we'll be able to stop it pretty easy.
Now, once we do stop the ball, as in your cornerbacks have done a great job of tackling to the outside, so it'll be if they go back to their spread, it can always be a challenge. Any team that goes into a spread always poses a challenge at the high school level. But it also is, it's tough to go in a spread on the crown out at Mike Wayland Field. Caden, you could probably talk on this a little bit. When it comes to the quarterbacks throwing to the sidelines and stuff like that, that raise and lower of height kind of can make a little bit of a difference. Does it matter when you're catching the ball out in the flat?
I mean, it's a little weird. Like when you're trying to cut downhill after you get the ball, it makes it harder to cut. So that's really the only thing. You can see the ball just fine.
So tonight, 5 o'clock, JV. JV squads looks very sharp this year. They'll start at 5. 7:30, we got game time for the varsity. We'll have kickoff at 7:15. We're going to have a special fundraiser tonight as they have some signature done cornhole set boards that were done that say go get them Del Norte Warriors, and they will be raffled off at halftime. $10 a ticket. The JV and varsity cheerleaders will be going around at the game tonight selling tickets for that, and they were designed and created by the Pelican Bay Art Association out there, so they look sharp. So make sure you, when you get to the game tonight, you get out there and you get that ability to buy one of those tickets and win that raffle. But final thoughts, Kai, big game for you guys. We don't take, and I think thinking of the final thought would be is we don't take this game lightly. St. Bernard's is a very quality team. They're going to get after it tonight. They're going to bring everything they got. What do you hope from the community to get out here tonight?
I hope they bring a big crowd and get loud for us. Maybe get them to jump off sides this time.
There you go. Caden, tough challenge tonight, right? I mean, these guys are going to come after it. They get a lot of the best players from Eureka, and I guarantee you they've circled this on their calendar as a game to play as they're coming up here. First place on the line as St. Bernard's defeated Fortuna last week and Del Norte beat Eureka. Big game for you guys. Caden, final thoughts?
We just got to keep doing our best, I guess. Last week against Eureka, I don't think we were prepared enough physically. So we just need to come out and just do our thing.
Well, that was the other thing, too. That was your first game back. You know, tiptoed a little bit. I saw that at the beginning of the game. But as the game wore on, I think you got some more confidence. How's the shoulder feeling?
Shoulder feels great now. It felt good against Eureka, but I was still just questionable about it. But after getting hit and hit and hit, felt great.
There you go. Well, we talked about it before last week's game, and you said it's not just the shoulder, but getting back in game time speed and shape, right?
Yeah.
Playing both sides of the ball, it does get a little bit tougher, but you have a pretty good week of practice?
Yeah, during practice, I ran a lot, just doing drills and whatnot, so I feel pretty confident in my stamina this week.
Good. Hey, Warrior fans, you got to get out this tonight. Mike Wayland Field, it's senior night at Mike Wayland Field for Friday Night Lights. Mikey, it doesn't get much better than this when it comes to Del Norte football. As you can tell, these guys are a little pumped up about this rivalry game.
They're ready to go, St. Bernard's. Watch out.
Watch out. Here they come.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going to come with a full head of steam. Coach Tomlin's a great coach down there, and he's going to get after it. He's game planned for the Warriors all season. I promise you that. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a chess match, just like we saw last week as they took on Fortuna.
Right.
And it was a chess match back and forth. It's going to be no different tonight as Coach Foss's defense goes against Coach Tomlin's offense. It's going to be a battle of the ages tonight.
Always exciting. Of course, you know about that stuff. Seeing those two coaches battle each other. You know,
it's going to be wild stuff. Yeah. And then back on the road tomorrow, volleyball action, quarterfinal action down in Napa as the Del Norte Warrior volleyball team takes on Justin Siena. And that's going to be 7 o'clock tip. And we will be on the air at about 6:50. We'll be all ready right. to rock tomorrow night also.
Sounds great, guys. Going to get a go, Warriors.
Go Warriors.
There we go.
There you go. Gotta love it, Mikey.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. That's your Blue and Gold Show. You can catch the podcast a little bit later on at DelNorteSports.com.